you know, you could probably get something as good as that, if not better, for around $150, $200 now. Just letting you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from beautiful Santa Rosa Beach, Florida, it's the Driveway Liberty Podcast.
When we start, you just never know.
Hey, guys, welcome to the Driveway Liberty Podcast. I am your Uncle Wes, and I'm sitting here with my good friends, Travis Horn, and Dan needs a computer, Matatero.
Dan
needs a new computer.
POS laptop, Matatero.
Yeah.
Dan's trying to rock the 2012, you know, Windows 3.2.
3.1.
Version. Yeah.
Yeah, when he gets on the internet, it goes. You have mail.
Hey, Dan, I don't know this personally, but I was told by somebody that every now and then you have to clear the cache if you're looking at videos.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not pointing fingers. Yeah. I've just heard that in the past.
I don't want to get banned from Twitter.
Right.
We have a special guest with us tonight. Yeah. Speaking of getting banned from Twitter, our friend Micah Sutton.
Yeah, he's here with us.
He's here with
us. Mike is in the house.
Hey, Mike, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. Thank you guys for having me. I'm the resident unemployed guy from the bar.
Hey. Sweet. Nice.
Awesome.
I'm going to bump your mic up just a little bit so you don't have to lean in like you're going to give it a kiss. That work?
All right. So I don't know why I thought, like, when you were, we had talked about you coming on the show before, and you got stuck in L.A.
Lower Alabama or California?
No, Los Angeles.
I wish. Okay. We're in Los Angeles.
California.
Right. Yeah. And I just had this vision of you traveling so far to come on the show, and you're like an hour away.
Yeah, right.
It's like you're right down the street. I was just there Friday night
doing
a football game at your town, so.
Yeah, and right now it's not that bad. It's maybe 40, 45 minutes.
3 weeks ago, it would take 3 hours.
Well, last week it wasn't great.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I had somebody want. I'm getting some guitar work done on one of my guitars, and a dude wanted to meet me in Destin. I'm like, shit, you know how far that is away from
it's 9 miles, and it takes 28 minutes.
Hey, the city of Destin is an hour away from the city of Destin.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's right.
Somebody put that on Facebook. That was great.
Absolutely. So welcome to the show, Michael. We appreciate you coming in and hanging out
with us,
man. Just chime in anytime you want to and make yourself at home. Drink all of Travis's beers that you want.
Well, Micah bought the beers from our good friend of the Tom Thumb.
Karen?
I would love Micah to tell the story about this because it wasn't the normal interaction.
Right. Is it Pat?
No, it's
Shim.
It's Karen Tran.
Shim?
Shim?
Karen Tran.
Karen Tran.
Karen Tran.
KT?
So, being a diehard listener to this wonderful podcast, I have some frame of reference of, you know, as to what I thought.
When we talk about the tranny, you know what we're talking about.
You know, in my mind, I had, you know, a vision of what this was going to be, and it turned out to be even better. So I stopped at said gas station this afternoon.
It is a treat, right?
It's a treat. So I stopped at the gas station and was going to pick up some suds and walked in and looked eye to eye with a 6'5" trans person, and
with a full beard almost.
Full beard, Adam's apple, bigger than Coulter's, and beautiful Karen purple hair. And grabbed the beard, brought it up the front, and immediately was asked how old I was. Told Karen Tran that I was plenty old. And it didn't believe me, and at that point I realized I was being hit on by Karen Tran, and she then asked to see my tattoo on my arm, and
listen,
at which
don't,
point
don't say she
oh
it
Shim.
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 Shim. Shim.
So as I pulled my sleeve up, Shim touched me.
Nice. So you've made it a lot further than any of us.
You got the second base with a can.
See, I still won't make eye contact. I'm just only, I'm like, I put my shit on the counter and I'm looking at the keypad. I'm ready to put my card in.
You don't That's even live I mean. Here and I haven't seen her yet.
It was like a tractor beam. We met eyes and I got sucked in, so to speak.
Yeah.
And there you go. Like a car it reached out and touched me. So thanks for that, Travis.
You're very welcome.
Sure, man.
That went way better than I could have ever hoped. I texted him. I was on the way home, and I was like, hey, do you mind stopping and grabbing some beer? And he was like, and then I had to stop and grab something at the convenience store, and I texted him. I was like, I really need you to stop at this specific convenience store so that you can get the experience. And he's like,
go do the U-turn and come back. Go to that one.
He's like, okay, got it. And then look, when I first text Wes and Dan about it, when I first met Karen Tran, and I was like, hey, there's a giant Karen Tran that says they're going to be up until 10 o'clock. And they both kind of like, all right, whatever, dude.
It was like just some huge bitch. I mean, you know, I didn't think it was an actual tranny.
And then like 3 days later, Wes goes in to get something, comes out, is like, oh my God, you were right. I was like, I tried to tell you. You won't listen to me. Like,
we're now a diverse area.
Yeah, we are.
Very much so.
And Shim is really nice. I mean, he's a nice person.
Yes.
With a thick Southern drawl. There were a lot of things going on in that conversation.
Yes.
And then I was actually asked to come back when my tattoo.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
Yeah. Karen asked if I'd come back and give her an update.
On the tattoo?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think you should.
I'll text you and let you know what happens.
Look, I say I got a little bottle of whiskey over there. I say we just get Hammer House while we're doing the podcast, and then we just all roll up in Tom Thumb. Although we'll probably end up getting arrested or canceled or something. Something will go haywire.
We'll probably get canceled just by talking about it.
So. Don't ask me for slides. My computer.
Awesome. Okay, so I've got a hilarious story to tell you guys that happened the other day. Okay? So I'm working in Crestview in Fort Walton.
Right.
And I'm kind of gently in the market for a truck, right? And trade my car and get a truck. So I looked at this truck at the Dodge dealer in Fort Walton. We wrapped up a little bit early. It's like, you know what? I'm just going to pop in here and see if I can't just – I just look at the truck. Not interested in driving it, buying anything like that. So walk in, find a lady, and she's like, can I help you? He's like, yeah, you know. And I pull it up on my phone. I was like, here's the truck I want to look at. And she's like, okay. So she goes – first she tries to find the key. Comes back and says, well, we can't find the key. It's like, well, that's a pretty poor way to sell vehicles. Just – hashtag throwing that out there.
Yeah.
She's like, hold on. It comes back a couple minutes later. It's like, all right, I found the key. All right. So this is a big car lot.
Right.
We walked around this parking lot with this lady hitting the lock button a million times. The truck's not beeping. And after we go around the first time, she's like, well, maybe the truck's not here. You know what? We'll take a little bit different path. So we go around, nothing. And she's like, you know what? Because this is a big automotive group here. It's like, you know what?
Is it where I bought my truck?
No. This is Crestview in Fort Walton.
Oh, all right.
So she says, all right, let me. So we've got a lot over by the Santa Rosa Mall where we've got some other vehicles overflow, but it may be at Detail, which is at the Subaru dealer. She's like, we'll just get another truck. We'll go find this truck that you want to see. Okay, cool. So we hop in this truck and riding around, and I can tell she's like, when we're stopped, well, first, as soon as we pull out, she's like, shit, I gotta get gas. So, okay, we stop. She gets like 10 bucks worth of gas.
Was she like this receptionist or the salesperson?
No, she's a salesperson.
She's probably new.
I don't think it was her fault necessarily. But so she gets 10 bucks worth of gas, and as she's doing, I can see she's like kind of texting someone. I was like, all right, whatever. It's not a big deal. You know, I'm in sales. You got personal stuff going on everywhere. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, get in the car and she head over to Santa Rosa Mall, and we ride around there, and she kind of stops and looks around, and she's like, well, I don't think the truck's here either. I was like don't y'all own like 30 like car dealers? She's like, yeah. It's like, I feel like keeping track of where your vehicles are should be a fairly important thing for car dealers, but hey, run your business how y'all run your business.
Yeah,
no biggie. So we leave the Santa Rosa Mall. And we're going to go to the Subaru dealer, which is where apparently their detail is.
Right.
No big deal. So we get the Subaru dealer, and she stops, and she's like, well, I don't see it here either. She's back to the text and stuff. And I was like, hey, no big deal. Find the truck. I'm kind of free the next few days. I'll swing by and see it at that point. She's like, well, I really got to hurry and pick my son up from school. Okay, cool. Like, you got personal stuff? No biggie. Like, let's go get your son. Said, okay. So here we go. And I don't know Fort Walton well. I know Fort Walton decent enough. Before I know it, here we are whipping into Fort Walton Beach High School on a test drive. to pick her son up.
Without the car you're looking for.
Yeah, in another truck, right, that we had taken to go find the truck I wanted to look at. And her son comes out, and, you know, he kind of looks at me as he's getting in. I'm like,
who's this guy? Say, hey, I'm your new dad? It's like, say, hey, son.
Like, hey, buddy. You know, he's like,
school today.
And he gets in the back and he's like, this isn't weird at all. I was like, oh, my 14-year-old will never, ever be able to tell me about the most embarrassing time she got picked up. Yeah. It's like, your mom picked you up on a test drive with another dude that's not your dad or whoever your mom's dating in the vehicle. Like, that's so, that's the hilarious part. So then, she's like, she stops in the middle of the parking lot. Like, well, why don't you just drive this truck back? It's the same truck you want to look at, but it's just a nicer package. All right, whatever, cool. So I drive us back from Fort Walton Beach High School pickup line to the dealership. And I get out and I look, and on the back, so it's a four-door truck. On the back, there's like a little dent about like 2 inches wide.
Right.
And paint's peeling off and it's rusty. And I look at the lady, I'm like, hey, why don't you come over here real quick? Because the truck I was looking at is about 10 grand more than I want to spend.
Right.
And she said, okay, sure. She comes over and I was like, yeah, you got this thing listed at 43 grand. You ain't going to be able to sell it for that. So how about y'all go inside, since you can't find the truck I actually want to buy, and tell me what you'll take for this truck here. So then like an hour later, we're haggling over truck prices. But yeah. So yeah, I went on to find a truck to test drive today and ended up picking up some random kid from Fort Walton Beach High School. I was texting my wife the whole time. I was like, you're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this. And I was telling the sales lady, I was like, oh, man, I'm kind of scared to tell my wife because, like, oh, hey, I just spent all afternoon riding around with this chick in a new truck. And, oh, we picked up her son. And, like, oh, we're just a whole big happy family. Yeah.
Good stuff.
So yeah, that was my day. So it's been an eventful day for me and Micah. Like, what your computer crashed?
Oh, it just came up.
Well, what's all this about?
Well, I was giving you a sign because you looked like you were about to segue into, well, Dan, what you got? Well, and I was letting you know.
And if you typed out a bunch of slides, surely you could remember like a couple pieces off of one of them to get started.
We could talk about Afghanistan.
Yeah, I know.
Sure.
All day.
I do want to give a shout out while you're seeing if you can get that to work over there. Give a shout out to Brian Kellenberger from the TDC. He was kind enough, given our recent town hall meeting, to meet and give me a lot of in-depth information today on what the TDC does, where their money goes, and
waste our money. Oh, sorry.
Got down the drain.
I think that's the Lambda variant.
Some of the stuff they do, you'd be surprised.
The tri-Lambda.
Yeah, variant. Some of the stuff they do actually does help prevent us from having to pay more local ad valorem taxes and sales taxes, for that matter. One stat that kind of stands out, and I'm not going to get in depth now. We'll talk more about it next week on the cast. But I think he said that about 30% of our sales tax revenue comes from tourism. So that does offset. And you know me, I'm a libertarian. As a libertarian.
So I've heard.
Drink. Oh, shit, we got to drink. As a libertarian.
He said it twice.
Yeah.
I got my new favorite beer.
Yeah. I've got one just for the beer reviews in a minute. But anyway, that does help keep taxes low. And I believe in use taxes over income taxes, ad valorem taxes, or any scale taxes across the entire population. So I'm not mad about that. There are a couple of things that obviously he works for the TDC. That's where his income comes from. He has a vested interest in their survival, and that's understandable. Where we differ, obviously, is in why the TDC does certain things they do, and that's the teaser for next week. We'll talk a little bit more about that.
I just find it hilarious that of all the things that were talked about at our We the People Town Hall,
that's the one that
me trying to reduce government spending.
Yeah, well, listen, we've talked about this a bunch. I know Wes talks about it. Yeah. I see him on Facebook all the time. We have a lot of conservatives here that are happy with pretty sizable governments.
I didn't mention this to y'all, but I've got at least two phone calls from very prominent Republicans in our area, one of which y'all know, and I'll tell you off air. I'm not going to mention her name on the air, because they like the TDC spending that money on the marketing. They like it. And it helps feed the, I think it's 32,000 dependent employees that are employees that are dependent on tourism. So,
but the point, I think Travis's point was, if you literally eliminated the TDC, I don't think that would have a negative impact on any of those people at all. Because the secret's out.
If we're talking
maybe
about,
it would, maybe there would be a,
if we're talking about marketing budget, you may be right. But there are a lot of other things that the TDC does outside of marketing. That's only a portion of their mission.
Sure.
And they were state established. I mean, about 30, 40 years ago, the state formed these statutes to create these TDCs for these communities, for communities in Florida. But some of the other stuff, I mean, obviously, I don't think marketing, I think marketing should be a private sector thing. That most definitely should be a private sector thing. And I expressed that to Brian today when we spoke. But the some of the other things, I don't know that you could get a private entity to do.
There's a little bit of a strategy there when I say defund the TDC.
Sure.
I used to pull this on my wife. Didn't work very often, but I'd just kind of walk up and be like, hey, baby, how about tonight we get a donkey, jumper cables, a pool of grape Jello,
some duct
and
tape,
two midgets,
and a bucket of chicken,
and have a good time. And she's like, oh, my God, what the hell is wrong with you? I'm like, well, I mean, you know, if that's not going to work, I mean, maybe we could just – you can just have regular old sex. Like, oh my God, yeah, that's fine. But don't ever come back to me with that nonsense. Like, I mean, okay, well, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's fine. You know,
yeah, if that's what we got to do. If that's what we got to do, baby.
So, yeah, I mean, so. There's some beach stuff. My point is not that there's an opportunity cost of spending, to taking that $33 million, and even if it's 27%, which is still $9 million, which is a shitload of money.
Yes.
And I know in the United States, we just balk at government spending $9 million.
Well, we no longer have a sense of value at all.
So,
well, and one of the things that we discussed, Brian and I discussed today, is that governments no longer look for avenues in which to lower.
Not once, ever.
No, costs. They go the other way.
Yeah. They're like, oh, well, if we gave this money up, then what are we going to do? We'll have to raise taxes over here. No. Let's find somewhere to cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, from talking with Micah, and he lives over in Navarre, which is unincorporated.
Is that Santa Rosa or Escambia?
Santa Rosa.
Okay.
You know, their big problem there is, with being unincorporated, they don't have the representation in their county seat and county commission. So explain a little bit about how it works for you guys in Navarre.
So we don't have the county seat. It's actually in Milton.
Right.
And so,
which is fucked up.
It's,
you don't have the meth seat either.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's a Milton. Yeah,
it's ridiculous. And so, you know, the powers that be have limited who can come in, what businesses. We don't have restaurants. We have mom and pops that are almost exclusively all related, if not related, very close to the county commissioner in their office. And so, you know, now if you want a Dollar General, if you need a storage unit, Navarre, Florida is the place to be.
You're going to get a Dollar General and a storage unit right next door.
That's it.
Gotcha.
But if you would like to have a Chick-fil-A or, you know, God forbid, a Ruby Tuesdays or something, you know, you've got to either go to the Gulf Breeze, you got to go to Fort Walton Beach. And so,
A Chili's with 2-for-1 draft beers all day, every day. That's what's up.
Hey. I'm
them Southwestern egg rolls is legit.
I'm not a big fan of Applebee's, but you can go in there and get a Brutus for $3-4 at happy hour.
Uh-huh.
I'm not mad about that.
Not in Navarre, you can't.
Yeah.
Because you don't
have
to
go to Stripes.
That's exactly right. Always go to Stripes. That's about the only place.
Well, that's where I went.
And then you might get shot or stabbed.
That was actually pretty nice. I mean,
once they cleared the biker gangs out recently.
Isn't that where they had the big biker fight?
Was it?
And death a few?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, they lit a bike on fire about 3 months ago.
Hell,
I took my daughter there.
And it was a biker gang from Milton.
So there you go.
The circle of life in Santa Rosa County.
The circle of life. Man, I would pay to see another biker set another biker's bike on fire from a distance.
From a very safe distance.
Now, you can go to Facebook and actually watch the fight inside.
I know. I've seen it.
It's brutal.
It is.
Yeah. He got stomped.
Yeah, he did. He got the monkey stomped.
This ain't no wild hogs. This is a
this legit. Is
a no,
legit.
This, yeah. This ain't your accountants on Harley.
But, you know, and
these
and
are what, meth dealers from Milton.
And what's funny is, and the conversation he and I had a couple weeks ago is, part of the problem with Navarre is everybody's transient for the most part. Most people are transient in and out in a X number of years.
Right.
Due to the military. Heavy military.
Right.
And so people don't get involved like, oh, it sucks. We got to go to Fort Walton for an Applebee's, but whatever. But if you're a resident, like, you know, Micah and his brother live in the same neighborhood, like, it sucks for you because you can't get the things that area should have. And you and quite honestly, the restaurants they do have, a lot of them are subpar just because they can be. They're going to be busy, mm-hmm. you know. And so it's really that county is keeping competition down, and you get the result that you get out of it. Like, there's one place over there that has the most beautiful view right on the Sound there, and big dock behind it, and has the most garbage, terrible food and service ever. And I know they don't go anymore. I won't go anymore. It is different going from county to county along the panhandle and seeing how different it is.
Yeah, I imagine so. Imagine so. Well, shoot, what you got, Dan? Did you get a computer working?
Yes. Yes. So,
well, we got about 9 minutes for our break. So let's.
And we haven't even talked about Afghanistan.
We hadn't talked about a single political issue, really. I mean, other than TDC.
Hey, hold on. Before we get real deep into a certain topic. So Michael lives in a neighborhood with, it's literally all military.
Right.
And I know I think I told you guys, I drove an hour to Navarre to go sit in a driveway and drink beer, which we, you know, but all those guys are pilots, military pilots. What are they, like these guys that are in the military, that could be on fighter jets to go save folks? What are they saying?
About
Afghanistan.
So I've had multiple conversations the last week. It's an unmitigated disaster.
Yeah.
You know, no plan. And these guys, you know, are most of them work in Hurlburt now, and they're just chomping at the bit. You know, they've got interpreter friends who are there. You know, they literally know people who are
they
not
know
gonna
contractors
be able to
get out. That are there.
There are contractors that are there, and who knows what the real number is, because you're not going to get an ounce of truth out of the administration.
No,
the
absolutely
State Department.
Not.
But there are American citizens there who are, I mean, people focus on Kabul, you know, and we made the big mistake, and this is not my opinion, this is what I've heard from the guys, you know, closing Bagram was such a mistake because the Hindu Kush sits right behind it, and it's so protected, and, you know, Bagram is less than an hour away from Kabul.
Right.
And so as long as you have the base, Kabul will not fall. And we did a reverse of what we should have done in these, you know, in their estimation, was we just upped and left in the middle of the night. And unfortunately, you know, we talk about Kabul being the only city, but there are hundreds of other cities where we have, you know, American citizens who are stationed out.
Right.
And they can't get to Kabul. They can't drive 9 hours to come across a country to get to an airfield. They can't take that risk. And some of them have families there. And so, you know, it's from the feed, I've actually had to erase a couple of Facebook posts that I put just because, you know, I was so angry.
Yeah.
But I read some of the posts from the servicemen and women, and it's just like, this is not the time to focus on politics. They're mad. Believe me. They're pissed.
Guys, yeah, I would imagine. We've got a KJ that lives in the neighborhood. He's 7th group.
We got Matt Ferguson, too. Matt been
Ferguson
on the show. Yeah.
And these guys, man, they are upset. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're exactly right. It's like, what have they been fighting for that whole time? And what's unfathomable is, okay, I'm cool. As a libertarian, I am cool.
I ain't going to make it through this.
With them getting out of Afghanistan.
Sure.
I think we should have been out 10 years ago, 15 years ago. I don't think we should actually have ever gone in.
19.
Yeah.
Would be for me.
19 in about 6 months would be.
So the issue is, okay, yeah, all right, we finally agree we need to get the hell out, right? So the janitor in the White House would have said, all right, let's get all our shit out of there first.
Yeah. And all our people.
Yeah, all our, well, people and all our shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and who are the freaking rocket scientists that said, all right, y'all let up and get the hell out. Good luck. and just turn around.
Well, and you know, one of the things I've heard from a couple different people that I've listened to is the Biden administration is similar to the Obama administration.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same.
It's the third administration.
But Obama did everything based off of polling and politics. Now, he was brilliant about, now let's not get political when somebody pushed back against him. But, you know, so there's a kid get shot in a school and everything's political immediately. But that's what it is. So every decision, they decided to pull out immediately because the polling said they needed to do that. Like, they're literally making a decision based off of these internal polling as opposed to actually having a plan. Yeah. And that's what we were texting about, some, was it last night or something? Like, hey, when you filter it through this lens, everything makes sense. When Psaki gets out there and says, well, we're not leaving anybody stranded, and why would you use that language and blah, 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 and then today it comes out like, ah, well, you know,
right.
If you can get there, well, great. If not.
Now the message is anybody who wants to leave has had the opportunity.
Every American wants to leave. Every last American wants to leave.
But that's not what Peppermint Patty is saying. She's like, every American who wants to leave will have an opportunity to leave. So they're already priming the message
right.
of anybody left behind, it's their fault.
Yes.
It's not the administration's
exactly.
fault.
Exactly.
Right.
Which is the opposite.
Because they're trying to craft a political message.
Sure. Because, look, you're to your point, all they care about is the politics
of
the
issue. Well, two or three days after all this crap started, you had Biden say one thing, Psaki say one thing, Austin say one thing. They had like four different press conferences and four different messages. Like, what the hell is it's so bad. I've tried not to stay.
Somebody, when they saw the poll that said that they needed to get out of Afghanistan, had to understand, have the foresight to say, all right, well, the optics of this looks good, but what's going to look worse are the optics if we don't do this right.
But what you're hearing is people in the intelligence community are now coming out and saying that they had a plan, they told them how to do it, they warned them what was going to happen if they did it the way they did
it. Yeah, like the thing we played on the bonus cast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They absolutely warned them, and I don't know, who's running the show? We all know it's not Biden.
Nah, old pudding brain.
Who's pulling the trigger on these? Is it really Biden who's getting all this information? Like you would normally think it would happen.
No.
You're getting all this information, and then Biden's like, well, let's go with B.
He can't take information.
I like the shape of the letter B, so right, we're going to go with that one.
Yeah.
B is for Biden. I literally think everything they're doing, what I think they were trying to do, and this is just me putting stuff together, I have no proof or backing, is they had done so much stuff to piss everybody who wasn't a Democrat off, right? Mm-hmm. And half of who actually voted for Biden, which maybe was 50 million people, but
maybe
37
maybe.
And they said, okay, well, how do we throw them a bone before we start throwing out infrastructure deals and all of this stuff that we've got to push through? You know, how do we just kind of calm them down enough to where we don't, they're going to lose the midterms. And every decision they've made since January 20th has just made it's almost like another seat. Every time they do something, like, well, that seat's gone, that seat's gone, that seat's gone. You know, and so I think what they were trying to do is like, oh, yeah, Trump did this, Trump said this, Trump said that. Great, well, we actually did it. And throw a bone to folks, you know, like on the right that are like, hey, we should be out of here. But they did it in, again, I've yet to talk to anybody that says we shouldn't be out of there.
No. Nah.
Everybody's just like,
everybody agrees with that. We should be out of there.
Yeah, but why wouldn't we treat it like anywhere else in the world where we had an established military base there? We have hundreds of military bases all over the world.
Because we're not focused on doing what's right. We're focused on racial trainings and trans surgeries. And like, again, I know I said it 100 times in the last two podcasts. Like I told Nate that night, I really don't give a damn how diverse we are. I don't give a crap if everybody cuts off their ding ding to be in the military. Don't give a damn. All I care about is combat readiness. And clearly, we are not. We can't even execute a pullout. Pun intended. Can't even execute a pullout. Like we couldn't even go win a war. Okay, so we've already lost a war, and now we can't even retreat.
But this thing was, I don't know, from a layman's term, it didn't seem like it was that hard. You go get your stuff out.
Well, you know what they did.
And then you get the people out. And then the last ones to leave are the military.
You remember when...
And then anything you couldn't get without getting hot, having a hot situation, which you wanted to avoid, you fucking blow it up.
Do you remember the homestead things? I mean, you've seen it in the movies, but it's the way it actually happened.
Like, I'm a grill guy, and I can figure this out.
All right, I wasn't talking at all.
I wasn't making a point whatsoever.
But the homestead deal, where back in the early 1800s, where they were when we started expanding west, and they would set, they'd have this line, and they'd say, "All right, at when we fire this gun, you run out there and stake your claim on your homestead." You've seen it in the movies.
Yeah.
You know, they're giving away free property that we've taken from the Indians, apparently. I kind of envision this whole Afghanistan thing like, all right, ready, set, get the fuck out.
Can I give you one silver lining? I think gun control is dead forever.
Oh.
Hey, well, now they're going to try, but like, okay, you just turned over every weapon known to man to people that legit want to kill us. Now, yeah. If given the chance, they would kill us. And I'm just trying to protect my house.
I got to keep my AR-15 because you just armed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Terrible cavemen freaking terrorists.
Yeah. Hey, Joe and Beto, I can't give up my weapons now if I had any after the terrible boating accident. But if I had some weapons still, I couldn't give them to you because you just armed an entire country full of fucking terrorists.
Yep. And let me ask you this question.
Wait.
Ask it after the break.
Can ask it after the break. We gotta go, man. We're over time. I let it go for a minute.
When you do that, I think Dan's pacemaker almost goes.
Because I know
interrupting when he's getting.
I'm not gonna fucking remember.
Write it down. Make another slide. Actually, don't because it'll take 30 minutes to get the computer back up.
All right, we'll be right back right after this, guys.
Hey guys, it's Wes. I want to thank you so much for helping our podcast grow. We are so excited about the growth we've experienced in our listenership this year. And we're very excited to be able to now offer sponsorships for liberty-minded business owners right here on our podcast. So reach out to us. You can contact me directly at Wes@WesHerndon.com, or you can go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/ The Driveway Liberty Podcast. Send us a message, man, if you're interested. We'd love to have you as a sponsor. And maybe if you're local or nearby, we can actually shoot a podcast directly at your business. Either way, let's get back to the broadcast.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Driveway Liberty Podcast. We are about to do some beer reviews. Since we have a special guest tonight, we're going to go to him and let him give us his beer review. Michael, what you drinking over there, buddy?
Well, as a loyal listener, I've I listen to your beer reviews every week, and I wanted to mix it up a little bit this week and talk about the nectar of the Lord. And
that's true.
I'm drinking Miller Lite.
Yeah. All right. Woo. Yeah. I like it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's split it up a little bit. Dan, what you got over there?
I'm not drinking Miller Lite.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means, actually.
So last week I introduced this beer as the replacement for the communist fat tire.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because this is a Scottish style ale, and it's pretty close to Fat Tire. So I went to the little local establishment, not where the tranny is, but the one that's really expensive.
Yeah, the actual liquor store.
Yeah. And they've upped their selection. Like that.
You know what? I was just thinking about earlier today, like Waffle House came out like 8 months ago and said they were coming out with a bacon flavored beer. Yeah. And I still have yet to see it.
But we talked about that.
I know.
A while ago.
Look, so I'm bacon flavored beer, I might change over.
I'm standing in front of the cooler. And it's like three coolers. So I'm standing in front at the, you know where I'm talking about, right next to the, where you're the mayor?
Yeah.
So I'm standing in front of the coolers, and I'm looking at every beer. And I go through all the coolers. And it was like a tractor beam back to WeMac.
Yeah.
Which is this Indianapolis beer I introduced last week. So it's a Scottish ale. It's freaking delicious.
Can I say one thing real quick about Indianapolis? Because I heard this the other day when you were talking about that
beer. The murder capital of the
world? It's a communist city.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but well, listen.
That's not a communist beer, maybe. But
maybe.
Until it's proven
yeah, right.
That this is – like, I'm telling you. You've heard stories about Fat Tire. Fat Tire and I were almost as close as my wife and I for many, many years.
I think that probably means you have a problem, Dan.
Yeah,
I love Fat Tire. It's like my favorite beer in the world.
I mean, I like beer too.
I have not drank. Listen, Travis, you'd be proud of me. I have not drank in a single Fat Tire since we had that.
Did you just say drinking?
Well, no. Drink. I have not drinking.
Not since we had the episode, since you finished what was in the fridge. Be honest, because you came back and said, "Oh yeah, I had this still left in the fridge. I can't waste it." But no, that's good.
I drank it that night on the podcast.
No, there was some few. There was a few left.
I don't think so.
Don't. Look, you're taking medicine where you can't remember your name half the time.
That's true.
And your heart randomly stops and starts.
I've had a freaking abscess tooth for the past 5 days, I'm on painkillers.
And you're like 30 years older than me. Trust me when I tell you, my memory's better.
I'm not 30 years older than you.
Roughly.
So I said roughly. Even close.
Okay, like 15 and a half plus.
Close. I'm less than 20 years old.
If you round up. I just said 15 and a half. That's less than 20, Dan. Yeah. I'm no math magician, but damn, I know that.
Well, dude, you're not. I'm 56, so I'm.
Yeah. 16. Well, I actually close 17 years.
Almost 17.
Dang it.
No. You're. Oh, yeah. 17.
There we go. All right. With that being said, let me get to mine. So, all right. So, in honor of me.
Dan wants to argue basic math over here.
All right.
I just like to argue. That's all.
Yeah, he does. Clearly. As of Monday, I have lost 30 pounds.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I'm sitting here in front of you. I opened the door for you, and I thought it was your brother.
My brother's a lot skinnier than I still am.
You've lost like a two-year-old.
Yeah, I have. I have lost a two-year-old.
You had a baby. Yeah, you had a toddler.
That's what I thought this morning when I was sitting on a toilet. I was giving birth.
You dropped the toddler.
I did. That's my new phrase for going to the bathroom.
Drop a toddler.
I'm going to drop a toddler.
Man, I had some. Hold on, this is a little.
It's
gross.
Probably not. But far I had, from being accurate.
I had something spicy. It was a couple weeks ago, and typically, as soon as my eyes open up, I want coffee, and then there's other bodily functions.
Sure.
And because I had something spicy, it must have sounded like a choir practice, and they're like, I'm sure my wife was in there like, what's wrong with that idiot?
Yeah. It's a little spicy.
She probably thinks that a lot, if I had to guess. But
after effects.
Must have been really
so spicy. Tonight, in celebration of that, I'm splurging a little bit on my diet. I've been drinking the Miller Lights pretty regular. But now I'm drinking a Appalachia Session IPA. Not Appalachia IPA. It's an Appalachia. And this is by Wicked Weed up in Asheville, where they only drive Subarus, by the way. It's like a local ordinance in Asheville that you have to drive a Subaru with the Grateful Dead bears on the back.
Oh, easy on the Grateful Dead.
I could never live there.
No, I'm digging the Grateful Dead. I'm just saying this is the community we're talking about. Yeah. Or fish stickers.
Lots of hipsters.
Communism.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of communism. A lot of communism. But Wicked Weed
Brewing. It's like the largest house on earth due to capitalism. And it's run by a whole bunch of commies.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Weird. Yep. Whatever.
So it's for an IPA, it's kind of low in alcohol content. It's 4.7%. But it's relatively delicious. It's been a minute since I've had an IPA, so I'm excited.
I think this one's like 5.3.
Are we compared? Yes. Take them out and measure them?
Beer whip out? Yeah, they play a little beer whip out.
Right. Yeah. Well, I still have the strongest beer.
Okay, right. Buddy.
Yeah.
Right. You guys are drinking the girl beers.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Guess I don't need to do a beer review. Thanks, Dan.
Man.
Yeah, because it'll be such a shock to everybody.
Well, it may be. I told you for one of them I was drinking Stella, but we just didn't do a beer review because old Larry was mad at me.
Larry thought we were dominating the entire conversation,
which is
while
exactly
he had the mic in his
hand. He was the first guest. I didn't come here to listen to two guys standing there with a microphone telling me what's what. And then, Larry, you have the microphone.
You literally have the microphone.
Yeah. You're like the third person to talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Exactly.
Whatever.
That's the way.
I apparently can't talk bad about old Larry because people get butthurt about it. I didn't say that this time.
We should be nice to Larry. He served this country, even though he may or may not be wrong.
I think it was the War of 1812.
I haven't met Larry, but he sounds like a moron to me.
This is a Spanish American.
I think George Washington babysat Larry is what I heard.
Yep. Larry, did you vote for Biden?
Probably.
Because you're similar.
There you go. So, anyway, what are you drinking tonight there?
Well, I mean, Dan kind of ruined it, but I'm drinking Miller Lite. Went a completely different direction. Had a whole something set up, but it's cool. I'm just drinking Miller Lite.
Bullshit.
Thanks.
There you go. Well, so Dan, when we left before the break, you were going to say something.
If Dan drinks Wee Mac next week, I'm going to be like, "Oh, we'll go to Dan for the same thing over and over." You know, like, that's all right. I'm gonna get you back on that one. That hurts my feelings.
I can tell.
You guys, I wish you could see the T-shirt that Travis is wearing right now.
The Body by Bacon Body T-shirt. By bacon. That's right. Awesome. I forgot I had the T-shirt on, and I just said something about bacon beer. I told you.
Bacon on the mind.
There you go. Cool. Well, you had a question before the break.
I had no idea. I knew it was going to happen, too. I had a point to make. I was so excited to make it. And Wes,
someone should have suggested you put it on a slide so you didn't forget it.
Yeah, but I don't.
It escaped him so soon as I interrupted.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
Like, I was gonna tap it out in my phone, and I couldn't remember what it was. As soon as Wes cut me off, I couldn't remember.
Well, I'm sorry, buddy.
I believe it was about your deep-seated love for AOC, if I'm guessing.
That's right.
No, I can't stand that wench.
That's right.
You go to sleep with Jen Psaki reruns playing.
Peppermint so Patty, better. No. I wouldn't piss on her if she was on fire on the side of the road.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
I can't stand her.
That seems mighty harsh, man.
My list of I can't stand people grows every day.
Yeah, you have a lot
when
of.
When you watch the news and you actually, it's not really even the news. I spend probably 20 minutes a day on Twitter and I want to kill someone. Which I've tried to take. I've been getting better, Travis, to take your advice and not read.
Just use it as a news source.
Not read the comments. But when somebody says something like insane. Who's the Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yeah.
Did a video that said, "Joe Biden, you're not the commander in chief. You're a piece of shit." That video.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, the comments were fucking gold.
Oh, I'm sure.
Mm. Oh, I could not read those comments. So I'm reading them, and then I get in a pissing contest with some
idiot.
But see,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you can read it, but just read it as entertainment. This is like reading The Far Side or Dilbert, something like that. Like,
yeah,
you
but
just
look,
have to treat it like that.
I'm Italian. I'm from New York. I like to argue. So, that's like, and when I argue on Twitter, my wife doesn't see it. Because when I argue on Facebook, she's like, "Will you just stop?"
Yeah.
And that's I'm like, no, I'm not going to stop. I don't know why I waste your breath. A getter?
I know Micah does. He sends me stuff.
I don't have it yet.
Yeah?
I have the app.
Is it any good?
I haven't signed up yet.
No.
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 It's just, you got to have people on it.
It's very limited. And, you know, I miss Twitter, but Getter's terrible.
Listen, get a VPN and get your ass back on Twitter. Figure it out.
There you go.
One day.
There you go.
Don't tell Adam Schiff to drink bleach. That would be
sixth or seventh Twitter account.
Yeah, we know.
Well, me too.
We know because I'll get randomly followed by somebody, Coach Da 9366. Like, what the hell? I think half of my followers are Dan's dead accounts.
It might be. Nice. So what else you got, Dan?
I know you got slides.
I do, and I'm looking at this picture.
Oh God!
Where the State Department put a notice in Kabul. It said, "American citizens only." I'm going to read it to you. "American citizens only. This is the final message for American citizens who wish to depart Kabul. American citizens who choose to remain in Afghanistan should be prepared to arrange their own departure
without assistance from the U.S. government. Debark? Was that the word?
Debark?
Debark?
Depart?
Depart.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
What did I say?
Sound like you said debark.
American citizens who wish to depart Kabul. Yeah.
Okay.
This is the... I'm going to read it again.
All right, buddy.
American citizens only. And this is all caps. This is the final message for American citizens who wish to depart Kabul. Mm. That's all caps. Now we get into the lowercase. American citizens who choose to remain in Afghanistan should be prepared to arrange their own departure without assistance from the U.S. government. Mm. Like, they put this on the fucking bulletin board at
the Kabul airport?
Yeah. Like, somebody took a picture of it and put it on Twitter, and then it was up there for 10 minutes and they took it down.
Twitter took it down?
No.
They did.
Person took it down, probably with a freaking M4 stuck in the side of their head to take it down, knowing the government we currently have, the administration we have. This is insane.
It is. It's not just insane. It's a shame.
Yes.
It's an absolute shame that, number one, that we're treating American citizens this way. Number two, it's so poorly planned. It's really, what do we expect from government, though?
I don't know, but I look back at it as all of the criticism that the left and the Democrat politicians had with Trump.
Yeah.
We were embarrassment in an international community.
Oh, yeah, the adults were
like,
back.
Like, literally, what they said before is reality now.
Mm-hmm. But you know what?
You got Nigel Farage on there saying, listen, Britain's not going to be involved in any military backing with us in this current administration.
No,
why would you?
I don't blame him. Don't blame him at all.
Because what's going to happen, and this is the biggest issue, not the biggest, this is another big issue where the U.S. apparently is going to live by that August 31st deadline, and it's screwing over Great Britain, Australia. There's multiple countries
that need
the United States military there to have their back. Like, this is a collective. This is a group. This isn't just the United States and Afghanistan. So us pulling out is leaving them in the lurch.
Yeah.
Well, you know, at Bagram, we think about Bagram Air Base and you think American troops.
Sure.
It's not.
No, it's a collective.
It's about 50% American troops, 60% American troops. And so, it was very interesting, the messaging from the State Department. It was, we're going to get every American out. We're going to get every American out.
The rest of y'all are on your own.
But they threw a caveat in the other day. Then they said, we were going to get every American out who wants to leave. And that's when you knew that they had no clue what they were. Well, you knew they didn't know what they were doing. But they had zero exit strategy. There was zero plan. And they're trying to cover their own asses at this point.
Yeah. And that's literally all they're doing.
That's it. And it's shameful. It's criminal.
And it's sickening.
And listen to the messaging now. Now they're comparing this area, this evacuation, to other evacuations in the past, whether it's Saigon, and there was another one, where Jen Psaki, Peppermint Patty, is calling this the biggest air evacuation in the history of our country. How can you see that anything other than a success?
It's insane.
Like, you caused the problem.
It's like the arsonist.
Like, the reason
the
why we're having to call it an evacuation is because of the decisions that you made. We could have done it. Like, a freaking high school senior could have figured it out, wrote it out. This is how you do it. We're going to get you're going to get all of the civilians out. American, Afghani, who have cooperated with us, who basically
and also vaccinated.
Yeah.
Can't let them in unless they're vaccinated. I'm sure and our government is making.
I remember what I was going to say. Son of a bitch.
Or let me turn you back up a little bit.
They are vetting these people.
I thought I forgot it again.
They are vetting these people. Like, their answer is, listen, we have to vet these people. It takes a long time to vet the people they're pulling out. Yet our southern border is completely open.
So if I don't show up with a turban on my head and olive skin.
If you are
saying that there aren't Americans over there that look like that. But if I show up and my Scotch-Irish ass walks up and says, hey, dude, take me home in my southern ass accent.
Listen, if you're...
And they say, well, come here, let me vet you. Let me see your papers.
If you... Yeah. If
put,
you
put a turban on me like, Hassalamu alaikum, homie.
If you like, didn't come on work... In. If you weren't a translator or if you didn't work for the Afghan government in the whole 20-year transition, and you are a military-age, able-bodied male, you're not a freaking refugee.
Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah. Hey, I got a little sidebar. I know we're really hot on Afghanistan right now, but Nikki Freed.
Oh, Jesus.
She's trying to win my vote.
I hate follow her on Twitter.
I do too. I mean, I do too.
God, it's
I do
so
too.
Bad.
She's trying to win my vote. But I'm not being fooled. She says, if you elect me governor, I will legalize marijuana in Florida. So not only she's trying to.
What? Wait buy a minute. Votes. Joe Biden said, "If you elect me president, I'll cure cancer."
Oh, he. Oh,
where,
yeah.
What? Wait. Hey, Joe. Where we at, bro?
No, Joe presented like he already had the cure in his pocket.
And
because
like,
I remember,
you
gotta
elect
say,
me to get it. Why you? That's the cost of admission for your cancer patient. You got to give me your vote. You got to elect me, and then I'm gonna cure you.
I'm going to cure your cancer.
You got fired up kind of early. Typically, it's like the end of bonus cast where you want to get fired up and go,
sleeping through the first one.
I know.
What's funny?
This whole fucking situation.
But it's the equivalent of saying, running for fourth grade class president and saying, I'm going to put a free Coke machine in every classroom.
Yeah, you're just not going to do it.
It's the same
you're full of shit.
Bullshit promise that you can't deliver on. Now, she can't make marijuana legal by herself.
No.
She needs a legislature.
But it's basically legal in Florida anyways. Nobody's enforcing marijuana laws anymore. Our county, which is one of the reddest of the red counties in the entire state, our sheriff has come out and said, we're just not going to do it anymore.
Because you were just going to edit.
There's
listen,
medical
when we
stuff,
bust you with meth and you have marijuana, we're going to add that on.
Yeah.
Just because we're going to stick it in and twist it.
I mean, like,
as hard
if you're sitting on the street corner smoking a joint, like, they might, like, hey, dude, put it out.
Dude, go inside. Yeah. Dude, go.
But, you know, so.
Nikki,
I can't. Like, I hate follow her, and I go to unfollow all the time. Like, you know what? No. I need to stay informed.
Wait, yes, and so I do bad. That. I follow AOC and all the squad and all those people.
Now, see, I don't follow AOC.
No, I don't either.
I want to hear what that's.
But I do follow Nikki Fried because she is our ag commissioner.
See, that's the problem with your AOC videos. You got to listen to those on mute. I don't care what she's saying because it's all stupid as hell.
Yeah, it's insanely stupid.
Like, well, why are you such a sadist that you want to watch her videos? You know what? You know it's just going to piss you off and probably set your baboon heart.
Because what I do is at that point, I read the comments and then I get in an argument with somebody on Twitter. It's my Saturday night entertainment, brother.
Well, I've invited folks out to a bar recently and nobody,
Well, I wanted to go, but I had a...
You had a toothache?
Yeah, I played golf Saturday morning. And
I saw that.
Yeah, this will be my third root canal in the same freaking root.
Oh, yeah.
Third.
Wait. People I thought only once care about you got the root canal, it was...
Well, I thought that the first time.
Canaled.
And the second 20 years ago, I had a root canal. And then they didn't... Travis, your mic's off. Then 20 years...
There you go.
20 years later...
Check.
There you go. I get another root canal, which was in February.
On the same tooth?
Yeah. In February.
Who's your dentist, man?
Wait, don't even mention. Wait, hold on. Don't tell us who your dentist. Are you still? Is it still the same dentist?
No.
Okay. That's probably smart.
Yeah.
I'm like, listen, you got one shot. Well, now my original dentist is in St. Pete, Clearwater. That was years ago. But they saved the crown. Wow.
No, wait. Back up. The one that did it in January is the same dentist you're going to now?
No.
Okay. All right. Because you said my old dentist.
So you're having a third dentist work on the same root canal?
Yep.
You got really good insurance, don't you?
No.
Oh, well, you paying cash?
I pay cash.
Oh, then that's what it is. Got it.
That's why.
And you can negotiate.
Remember how I said you don't have to do Dan the Grill
commercials
anymore?
Mike is like in the insurance.
Yeah, we need to do them again.
Yeah, we need to pick them back up for root canals. Like, all right, four shows, hit me with a Dan the Grill, man. I got to pay for a root canal.
Hey, you know what?
The third one on the same tube.
Bonus cast has got the Dan the Grill Man situation going on.
That's what's up.
Because we had three parts to that one.
There you go. Hey.
So let's talk briefly about COVID, not necessarily COVID. But let's talk some vaccine mandates.
Well, all right, go ahead.
I'm not anti-vaccine.
Hey, look, here's what I propose. How about we just turn our mics off? Apparently Dan just wants to talk nonstop because every time I go to talk, I get half a sentence in.
Yeah. That's what I've been getting all night. He must have drank a 5-hour energy before he got it because he usually sleeps during the first.
He probably took like 9 ibuprofen to make his tooth not hurt, and he's all freaking jacked up.
Yeah, that'll kill your kidneys.
That's basically like meth. You just did some meth.
Hey, you know, ibuprofen will cure AIDS if you take enough of it.
I've got prescription ibuprofen.
So 800 milligrams.
That's what it is.
Yeah, and I took ibuprofen and 2 Tylenol with it.
So somebody could just punch you in the head, and you'd be like, awesome.
Yeah.
For like 2 hours. Yeah. You're like 2 hours, like, oh, my head hurts really bad.
Dude, what happened? You're going to kill your liver and kidneys taking that much stuff. So,
I feel like Dan's liver, if it ain't done yet.
Listen, the stuff I have for my heart is, it's a race now between my liver and my heart. What's going to kill me?
I got money on the liver.
I think
yeah, because yeah. I haven't stopped.
Look, it's got a bullet bourbon logo on his liver.
I'm gonna be real honest. My liver is either gonna die and give out, or it is legit the strongest muscle in my body.
Mine is. I have exercised that thing. I have developed this liver
over time
since 14 years old.
Super liver.
Super liver.
Yeah, there you go. Nice.
I have confidence in my liver.
Well, and that's
my
the reason heart, you have a heart attack. So your heart's like, all right, liver's about to go out. Let's have a heart attack. Throw his ass in the hospital for a few weeks. Clean out the liver.
Let it
regenerate.
It's a diversionary tactic.
Yeah, exactly.
It's my body taking care of itself, right? Mm. Different systems working things out.
There you go.
This one's overloaded. We got to shift the...
you got to get him off the sauce for a few weeks.
It's like Jen Psaki. We'll circle back to that.
You're sending Elena emails like, all right, give him a hard time about drinking. He just had a heart attack. Making clean up.
She'll give me a link to an article.
I know. I've been sitting at the craft bar while she's done
that. In the craft bar, she'll send me a link to an article, effects of alcohol on heart health. While I'm sitting there drinking beers.
Do you not have something saved, the positive effects of alcohol on heart health, that you could send back to her?
No. Listen, I know my wife. I just let it slide.
See, that's where you and I differ.
You got to pick your battles.
You just want to argue to argue, and then you walk away from that. I just want to be a smart ass.
I'm not going to argue with the person I live with.
What?
What? Who do you argue with then?
Yeah.
Oh, Twitter.
That's right. Everybody on Twitter. Yeah.
But
I would argue with Larry if I was at the meeting. I argue with coaches every Friday night. I mean, I'm a baseball umpire and a football official. I get lots of arguments.
You get to argue
through the day. Yeah.
There you go. Cool. Well, what else you got over there, Dan? You running out of material?
No, you were about to talk.
Well, no,
about
well, every time I start something, you jump in, so I'm waiting on you. Like, go ahead. All right. No, I just have you guys seen the videos out of Australia and all stuff going on?
Yeah, where they're carting people away in handcuffs.
Well, did you see the one like they were ripping the daughter away from the dad? And
oh, they're bringing kids into a fucking stadium and going to force them to have the vaccine, and the parents can't be present.
Man, I tell you what,
that's when
I believe my exact quote on Twitter was, "I would end up at Swiss Cheese, but when I'm standing there meeting my maker, you can bet your ass one of them cops be standing there with me."
Mm-hmm. Hey, oh yeah,
you try to pull that shit.
You know, yeah, I mean, and. What is so disappointing about this? So Australians claim to be these badasses, and yes, everything in Australia will kill you. You know, you got spiders big enough
including
to vote.
The government.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
Well,
the
government's the surprise.
Yeah.
I mean, you expect to go and sit on the toilet and a snake bites you in the ass and you die. Right. Or you expect a spider to crawl on you while you're sleeping and bite you and you die. Or a croc or whatever. But They were a British colony like we were. And yes, we had some criminal fugitives, especially in the state of Georgia, where I'm from, that came over from the British colony. But all of Australia were criminal fugitives from Great Britain.
Dude, it was an escape from New York. It was like a freaking island.
Yeah. So all of these rebels founded.
It's not like a freaking island.
Like escape
it is
from New York.
It's a huge ass island that they call a continent.
Travis, do you ever watch movies?
Every now and then.
Are we talking about a movie? I'm still making a point over here. I'm sorry it's taking so long.
Right. And if you stop getting interrupted, it'd probably go faster.
Yeah. I would have been finished like 30 minutes ago.
Hold on. Which one of these is Dan's? I'll just turn
it off. We just mute his ass. All right. So these rebels, these criminals who bucked the system in Great Britain, they were debtors, they were rape, they were the worst kind of people. And they have been so compliant with gun control. Mm-hmm. And that's a prime example. You're talking about it'll be more difficult to give up guns over here. Us watching that, everybody, even anti-gunners, should watch that and say, oh, shit.
Yeah, that's your.
That's a legitimate concern.
You can look at
because they were a civilized society. Well,
and the difference in the press conferences from say Biden and all that is Biden knows he can only go so far.
Yeah,
Australia, they're having news, you know, all kinds of crap going on. Oh, sorry, that's my oven. I had to make my daughter some dinner. Okay. I'll get it. I'm going to finish this point, although that's pretty annoying, and it's not going to stop. All right, so y'all take over the vaccine mandates, and I'll show you.
No, Wes is to the
just
rest.
Hit the stop button.
All right. Yeah, I know how an oven works.
Well, it's on the microwave. Oh. Yeah, there you go.
All right, we're in Travis's kitchen.
Yeah.
In case you couldn't figure that out.
Well, and it was, it was either going to be hotter than freaking two rats in a wool sock, or it was going to rain, so we decided to.
You know, it's actually pretty mild outside, but you know what? We had a guest tonight, and we wanted to pamper him a little bit with some air conditioning. I
appreciate that.
And have him close to the fridge.
Oh.
And not get this yellow fly. Listen, yeah. Love, yeah. Walton County.
But Dan always attracts them.
I bought a – yeah, they're still out. I got bit by one like 2 days ago.
Did you really? I hadn't seen one in a minute.
How do they survive? They have like a three-week
– It's magic, Dan.
Repro cycle. Anyways, I bought a solo stove.
Did you really? Okay.
Had a good month. So I don't know what a solo stove is. It's the smokeless burn pit, bonfire.
Except when Dan's putting wood in it, then exactly. It won't be smokeless.
Well, that's the challenge.
Because he's going to be stoking it every 30 seconds.
That's the challenge.
And it's all going to be smoky as fuck.
Smokeless fire pit actually smoke.
This podcast hasn't been much about politics tonight, no. But that's fine. That's okay every now and again.
I know Dan's just getting a whole bunch of random shit off
with
his chest.
Hey, insanity that's going on now.
You know what you could have done instead of paying the $250 for the solo?
What?
Gotten you a old wash machine tub, because mm-hmm. That's what they base that design on.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you. Just thought I'd toss that out there. Could have gone to the salvage yard and got you a freebie solo.
Yeah, but
it's not as pretty.
No, but you'd have to build an outside part.
No, you don't. You just set that son of a bitch up and throw some wood in it. That's how it works.
Well, why don't you have one?
Because I don't want one. I got a gas burner. All I had to do is light that son of a bitch, and when I'm done, I turn it off and go in. All right. I don't have to worry about it burning down the yard.
I like
I know you do.
Yeah. We know.
I promise
you. We know.
You. I promise you.
Yeah.
I don't know if we – did we ever talk about that on the podcast?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Very
I just
much
want to make
so.
Sure.
Yeah. We covered it.
It was Dan, the same night that you fell asleep in your chair.
Well, that doesn't narrow it down,
yeah,
Dan.
Yeah, he fell asleep because you smoked him out with the carbon dioxide.
But nobody else fell asleep.
Well, that's because it was blowing right in my face.
No, it's because you and I started drinking at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. The beer we were drinking.
Y'all did drink a lot that day.
It was, what was it, $2?
I forget what it was, but it was ringing. Oh, that was when Alabama was in the
brown ale. It was the March Madness.
There you go. With that being said, guys.
Are we done?
Y'all be sure to tune in to our bonus
Micah with us for the four sentences he could get in when Dan wasn't talking.
Thanks, Dan.
Dan
on the bonus cast, I usually talk even more.
He's still interrupted.
I know.
All right. So, anyway, guys, we'll see you on the bonus cast.
He's not an interrupter. He's Italian.
Oh, yeah.
Don't compare me to that piece of shit.
That makes sense now. Okay, all right. I'm not as mad. I'm not upset about it.
Yeah, yeah.
With that being said, guys, thanks for tuning in to Driveway Liberty Podcast. We'll see you on the bonus cast where hopefully Michael will come back and join us for that. And maybe talk.
And maybe Dan won't talk 58 of the 60 minutes.
All right, guys. Thanks. Bye.